Welcome to the Be Better Chop Shop Podcast.
Why is it the chop house, man?
The chop shop, man, because we chop it up and dissect the information in here.
I like that.
Be Better World is a movement about empowering people.
Stay tuned for some really cool people, some really cool episodes, and learn what you can do to empower yourself.
Oh, welcome to the Be Better Chop Shop. And this is a special episode because I'm in the building with the backbone, as I like to call it. So I got Yolanda Henry in the building with me. So this is like now a family affair. So I have no idea where this is going. She's all smiles right now because she's probably been sitting over there plotting on me. My daughter's smiling. So I can't imagine what they've been plotting on me right here. So how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm so good. It's almost a crime. Thank you for coming on my show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I figured, like, you know, people always ask me about insight into me, right? So, like, who has better insight than the person who's seen me forever, right? So just kind of tell the people, like, let's talk about you. Well, you always talk about me. Let's talk about you, right? What do you do every day? Let's talk about that.
What do I do every day?
What do you do every day?
I make sure you eat.
Yeah, you do that.
No, I always laugh, and I feel like him and Bria sits home like little birds, and if I don't come in with food, then they won't eat.
Really? Is that what you gonna tell the people?
What you
ask? Make it sound like, you make it sound like I don't cook.
Okay, everybody knows you cook really well.
Okay.
In fact, there's a party this weekend. I forgot to tell you, you gotta cook mac and cheese.
Come on, you for real, right?
Yeah, I'm for real.
I mean, you know we on the show, we live, it's recorded, right?
Right.
Jeez. All right. So, okay. So you feed us like little birds.
No, I'm just kidding. You actually do your part. You are thoughtful and helpful, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. And then we ain't going to get sappy on the show because then you know, it's going to be something different. Killing Kyle laughing at us right now. So, no, but seriously, like, so I started this adventure, like, almost 2 years ago now. And, you know, it was a decision that we had to make together because it was a lifestyle change. So I'm going to go public right now. And I've told you this in person, but like, I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to step out and try to do something that was completely different. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know what? It's all about challenges in life, and you only regret the things you didn't try. So, hey, if it doesn't work, you do something different.
That's what they said.
I know.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit, tell people a little bit about your background. Because, like, you know, sometimes, and this is why this is important to me, you know, I happen to be in the front sometimes, but I tell people all the time, like, I really couldn't do this if I didn't have a great support system. So I don't want that to get lost in the process. So kind of tell people, like, on a day-to-day basis what you do, though. Like, what you do. How does that work for you?
Okay, well, so I'm the Director of Human Resources for Alternatives. If you're not familiar with Alternatives, it's a pre-release facility. It's community corrections. And so I won't go into detail about all of the things that we do there, but it's fun, rewarding, and challenging, and I enjoy working there. The biggest question I think that I get all the time is, what made you move to Montana? I'll just say, William made us move to Montana. William, we always look at challenges, and we were always looking at different things. And I should start out by saying we didn't move directly to Montana. We're originally from Florida, both of us, Jacksonville, Florida. And we lived in Phoenix for about 5 years. Then we moved to Reno. All of these moves were because of William's job. And so luckily
so
I work
in... So I'm getting blamed now, right?
Well, no, I don't know if it's blame. It's okay. Good for us. Right, it's working right, well. Okay, yeah. Good. And I just happen to have a career path that I can be flexible in. Human resources, I can go anywhere and do that. Yep. So it was easy. So Phoenix for 5 years, then we moved to Reno. And Reno is what kind of prepared us for this weather. And if you want to say prepared, because I swear every morning I wake up and it's snow or I see that it's going to be snow, I keep trying to figure out how to update my resume or tell William
Dave might be listening to this.
To update his resume. Dave knows.
Oh, okay. All right.
But then, you know, it'll pass or they'll just give us some days of sunshine and fool me again. And then I get complacent and then, you know, the weather changes again. So, hey, it is what it is. But actually, Montana, we've been here longer than we've been anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been good to us. We enjoy it. Bria enjoys it. I got to give a shout out to Vice President Ben Steele, Student Council.
That's what y'all are plotting on my podcast, huh? You got to talk about the Vice President of Ben Steele. See, that's all I like to have y'all on my chop shop.
You know, it was just funny because one of my coworkers sent me a sign, and his son was at PTA or something, and the sign said, please vote for me because I already told my mom I won. So it was cute and priceless, and we kind of laughed about that at work. Okay. So,
Hey, so for those of you guys that don't know, you know, kind of like Yolanda just said, we've been in four states in almost 15 years now, right? Mm-hmm. But we gotta tell the story about how we met. Like, it's kind of interesting, right? So I'm gonna let you tell the story about how we met because I think it's kind of an interesting story.
But I think you tell it better.
So we were both in college, and you older than me, so I should say that out loud. We were both in college and we were home for the summer, and we were working at the phone company, right? And Yolanda had started probably a month before I did, and what they did, they used to buddy us up. And so Yolanda was actually my trainer, but how I picked her is because she was dressed appropriately. Like, she had on a business suit. It was pink, checkered. I still remember, right? That was 1995, by the way. Y'all were you guys even born? Like it was close. It was close, right? Yeah. So 1995 is when we met, and we started like a really, really cool like friendship. Nothing like it was strictly platonic.
Well, I had a birthday coming up, and William said, "Oh, you know what? It's your birthday. I'm going to make you a chocolate cake."
Here we go. Here we
and
go.
Chocolate cake is my favorite. So I was like, "Okay, cool." And so he makes me this cake, and it is awesome. I'm like, "Oh my God." You know, you hear the saying, "Oh, God, you get a guy who can cook. You don't have to worry about that." Okay. I just want to say that William can cook very well. William did not make that cake. His mother did. So thank you, Rhonda Henry. Look what your cake got us, you know, 20 years later, and we're still together because of a cake.
There you go. Yeah, it was the cake.
It was the cake.
So I don't think I told you that until like 10 years later.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was a long time before I discovered you didn't make the cake.
Yeah, so we were, I think the really cool part too is that we were friends for, I mean, strictly friends for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And then you came to Phoenix.
I did come to Phoenix, and we're just gonna leave that at that.
Yeah. No, we can't leave that. We're gonna tell out. That's gonna be our outro.
Okay.
So you okay. Wanna tell? I'm gonna tell.
Go ahead.
So Yolanda and I are friends, and I tell her, I call and say, "Hey, I'm gonna move to Phoenix." She's like, "All right, cool." So I move to Phoenix, and then she calls me and is like, "I'm gonna come out and visit." I'm like, "All right, cool." So we pick a date. Take it. You go.
So we pick a date, and I'm like, okay. And I didn't go around. I didn't book it. I was just like, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it. And I think maybe a week or two passed since the date that I was supposed to go to Phoenix. And so William calls me one night, and he's like, no, I think I called William. And I'm like, hi, what are you doing? And he's like, click. And I'm like, did he just hang up on me? I felt like Mr. Telephone Man. Something must be wrong with my line.
Yeah, right.
So I called him back. I'm like, William, did you hang up on me? And he was like, well, aren't you supposed to be in Phoenix? And I'm like, oh, yeah, about that. And so he hung up again. So I was like, interesting. So I just decided at that point I better go online and book a flight. And I think I did. And then I called him back and I was like, hey, don't hang up. I was like, I'll be there Friday at 3:00. He's like, okay. So then we chatted a little bit more. And then I'll let him take the story from there.
Yeah, so so this is how we got together, right? So she came to Phoenix, still strictly platonic, still, and then she went back home and came back and never left.
Yeah, pretty much.
So 20 years later, here we are, right?
Yeah. So be careful who you go visiting.
Everybody in the room was laughing. So, hey, seriously though, like this is one of the more special episodes to me, seriously, because like I said, I couldn't do what I do without you. And I'm talking about the journey from, you know, from Phoenix to Reno to Billings to, you know, having a friend that'll support me before even all that all started. So I just wanted to have you on my show because it's special to me that you would sit in this space with me. So I appreciate you.
Thank you. And I appreciate you.
And you got to tell the world, everybody come to the Chop Shop. You got to tell the world, what's your life motto?
In the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take.
You heard it here first. So we took a chance and here we are. Be better. Yolanda, the real backbone will be better. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll be back.